Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
He's out there and he is dating and he is frustrated because he says guys just can't win. Okay. Here's the email. I brought Romeo in here also, our producer Romeo, who is part of the Bert Show youth group with Abby, Katie might want to get in, and Rebecca on this as well. Mo, you've retired from the youth group, but you're still out there. You're still dating.
You must have calling me old.
Saying you're on the cusp.
He didn't say you're old. He just said you retired from the youth group.
That's a much nicer way of saying you're old.
You're one age demographic down on the, what do you call it,
the scale of life?
The drop down.
Okay.
All right, Bert. I ran across this on Reddit. I'm 24 years old, and I feel every line of this. I'd love for you guys to get the youth group's opinion on this.
We have been summoned.
We have been summoned.
Youth group, assemble.
Yeah, we need a light.
I don't know why that's so funny, but it is.
Why a lot of men changed in regards to dating. This is on Reddit. I see a lot of posts in all the dating subs from women complaining about how all men are just here for hookups. Well, this is why a lot of men on apps aren't looking for relationships. We literally can't win. And most of us are simply tired of looking for a relationship. And then the list starts. Okay, you guys ready?
Ready.
He says, if I offer to pay, toxic masculinity. Don't offer to pay, not a gentleman. Express interest in sex, he says, like at all. I even mention that I acknowledge the existence of sex. I'm a player. All he wants is sex. Completely avoid the topic of sex. He's a prude. Dead bedroom inbound. Engage in touch at all, like I like touching and physical closeness. I'm a creep. I only want sex. If I don't touch at all, I'm cold. I'm distant. I'm a prude. Expressing emotions? You're unstable. You need therapy because you're not strong. Concealing emotions? You're unstable. You need therapy because emotionally unavailable. Expressing enthusiasm for hanging out and planning shared activity? I'm considered clingy. Staying reserved and following her pace. I'm disinterested. I'm unavailable. Texts every day. Too available. Too needy. Texts every other day. Must not be too serious about me. Responds immediately to messages. Do you even have a life? Doesn't respond within 10 minutes of receiving messages. I feel like I don't matter to you. So he says, dating is just a big effing joke in 2023. Nobody knows what they want, and we're all conditioned to just lie to each other constantly, trying to get the other to think we're perfect so we can get them invested in hopes that they'll just submit to the sunk cost and accept our flaws.
Oh my, he needs a deep breath. So I'll take a collective deep breath. So here's what I'm hearing from that. And the one thing I feel like men in my age demographic don't get, and this is why he's having some of these problems, is some of these guys aren't good at following a natural pace of a relationship. So they're paying for a first date isn't toxic masculinity. I don't see that at all. But if like you're constantly forcing on it, four dates into it, yeah, I could feel that being a little bit toxic. Like if we've been dating for 6 months and it's like, no, I have to pay, that would feel toxic to me. But on a first date, on a natural pace of the relationship, totally fine. when you're texting someone and you're deciding when to text back, how often to text back, you got to know when it's like, I have a life, but I'm not too needy. You got to know at what stage in the relationship when to pace out those things.
Romeo, Mo, which one of these resonate with you?
All of them. No, thanks. Oh. Every single one. I really couldn't have said it better myself. As being a guy and trying to date today, a lot of that is true. It feels like it's a constant battle. Instead of you just being able to kind of naturally enjoy the pace of dating, it doesn't feel like that to me anymore. It's like everything is almost like a mental challenge of, okay, it's like what he said. I got to find this medium of I can't be too left. I can't be too right. I got to play the game. I got to do this. And it's just a constant mind F of trying to do the right thing and be a man in the situation.
It's like everything is a sign. Everything is a signal one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
What's so funny is I was listening to like that list, taking it like the romantic aspect of it. I feel like that's what every woman feels like in a business atmosphere, in any kind of like, especially in the radio industry. Like I listened to that and I was like, this is how I have felt dealing with being a woman in radio.
Huh. Romeo,
yeah.
How do you feel about this list as far as dating goes when it comes to dudes?
No, I think it makes sense because I agree with everything. I was shaking my head, like my neck's hurting from how much I agree with you. because it varies like with girl by girl. Like, because one girl like would want to pay and she's going to argue with you on the first date. Like, I want to go half and half because of this whole like, I don't know. It's a new thing where it's like you got to pay half and half. But I grew up with the thing of I take care of the bill. Like, I'll pay for it. It's our first date. Or if I'm the one that asked you on this date, then I should be the one that paid for it. Like, I'm the one that planned it out. And so I've had, like, a situation with, like, friends who've gone on a date and, like, the girl has argued, like, to like they're going back and forth on, like, half and half. And it's just, yeah, like, it's hard to find, like, a way to navigate the dating world. Mm-hmm.
That's where it gets toxic, though. And I think, so I love Abby's thing is like, you have to know where you are in the relationship. I don't think it's toxic to offer to pay for the first date, but if your date wants to split it and then you're arguing, there's a toxicity. Just let her split it. If that's what she wants to do, it's like you save some money. So I think it's like, again, all of that is so black and white. And I feel for you because honestly, each woman is different and they have different feelings on how they want to be treated. And that's got to be really hard to navigate.
I read this whole list and I was just like, you know what? It sounds so basic and so, I don't know, remedial, but be you. And if that's what she's looking for, then it works out.
That's the bottom line of it.
That really is. Like, whatever sign you're giving to her, who you authentically are, if she's for you and vice versa, all of those are going to be attractive traits, everything that you do. That makes sense?
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
It's easier said than done.
No doubt. All right. It's The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.